Hallelujah. Please complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与喜乐临到大家。
Please thank God I can be here on this Friday night to have fellowship with all of you.
感谢赞美神，我可以在这星期五再到这里跟大家一起团契。
For the last month or so, I've been to 3 speech convocations.
过去的一个月之间，我去了三个灵恩会。
And within the 3 speech convocations, we have only 3 people were baptized.
这三场灵恩会里面，我们只有三个人受洗。
Of course, one adult and 2 small babies.
其中一个是成人，另外两位是婴儿。
So even though we have many true seekers who come to during the speech convocation,
虽然我们在灵恩布道会期间有很多慕道者前来，
but very few decide to be baptized.
可是很少人想要决定受洗。
So because of this, we can see that many brothers and sisters, they really not motivated to continue to preach the gospel.
因为这样子，所以我们可以看到很多弟兄姐妹，他们都失去了传福音的动力。
It seems nowadays that people's hearts are so hardened.
是因为现在的人心是很硬的。
It seems so difficult when you speak the word of God to them that their heart cannot absorb and believe what the Bible tells them to believe.
你传福音的时候，让他们很难的去接受这样的福音。
And also for us in Pacifica Church, we know our speech convocation is also coming up.
那我们在太平洋教会，我们知道灵恩会也快到了。
And tomorrow is our open house.
明天是我们的开放日。
And Sunday is our picnic.
礼拜天是我们的野餐。
And the following week is our evangelical services and also our speech convocation.
那在接下来就是我们的灵恩布道会了。
So this is very important for us as a church.
那这样对我们一个教会来讲是非常重要的。
Yes, even though many people cannot be baptized.
虽然很多人都没有来被不能受洗。
But it doesn't mean that we cannot be motivated to continue to preach the gospel.
可是我们却不能因为这样子失去了传福音的动力。
So that's why we should not lose heart.
我们不应该失去信心。
We have to do our best as the chosen people of God to preach the gospel.
我们作为神的选民，要尽我们的全力来传讲福音。
But what are some of the things that we need to keep in mind to motivate ourselves?
那可是我们在心里要纪念哪几件事情来让自己有动力呢？
One thing for sure, we should not look at the numbers, how many people get baptized every single year.
那有一件事情我们是一定要记住的，就是不能只看每年有多少人受洗。
If we always keep our mind on numbers, then for sure we will lose heart.
如果我们的眼睛只是看在数字上的话，那我们这样子就会丧失信心。
Because this year, not many people get baptized in True Jesus Church.
因为像今年就没有很多人来受洗。
But it does not mean that God does not work with us.
可是这也不代表神不与我们同工。
God is always going to work with us.
神是永远跟我们一起同工
的。 So that's why we always should be motivated, continue to preach the gospel.
所以我们随时都要有着向外传福音的动力。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 8.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8 verse 26.
使徒行传第八章二十六节。
Verse 26 and verse 27.
使徒行传八章二十六二十七节。
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south along the road which go down to Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert. Verse 27.
27节.
So he arose and went, and he behold, a man, an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a great authority under the Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship. So we're familiar during this time that Philip was the angel spoke to Philip to go to this desert to speak to a eunuch who was going to come to believe.
我们大家都清楚这故事，那时候天使来到腓力那边叫他去带人信主。
We know for sure that Philip did not plan to go to speak to the eunuch.
腓力那时候并没有计划说会遇到这位太监。
But it said here, angel of the Lord, the one that spoke to him.
可是这里说有主的一个使者对腓力说
And tell Philip to arise and go to the south along the road.
那他对腓力说请来向南走就是从那耶路撒冷向加萨的路上
Even though God can just speak to the eunuch directly to him. God can just speak directly to the eunuch.
虽然神可以亲自的向那个太监传讲福音
But God at that time wanted to use Philip.
可是神在那时候想要用腓力
So for us the same way.
像我们也是这样子。
God can bring many people to Himself without using us.
神可以带很多人来相信，根本不需要我们。
But He wants to use us so we can store up treasure in heaven.
可是神要希望我们可以替他做工，这样可以积财宝在天。
So we can fulfill the task that God has given to us.
这样子我们可以把神交代我们的事情做好。
So that's why God said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel."
所以神对我们说，去吧，向全世界传讲福音。
So this means we must arise and go and preach the gospel.
所以我们必须要起来向外面传讲福音。
Just like Philip in that time.
就像那时候的腓力一样。
So when the angel say, arise and go, then verse 7, so he arose and he went.
在这里天使对他说起来向南走, 那就我们看27节, 菲利就起身去了。
Actually, during the time, Philip did not know what was going on.
那时候菲利不知道发生了什么事。
He did not know that God already prepared a person for him to preach the gospel to.
他也不知道那里神已经预备了一个为人，让他那边传讲福音。
So this means when we preach the gospel, always remember God is also preaching the gospel.
所以我们在传福音的时候，我们也要记得传福音是神也同时传的。
God is always at work trying to save men's souls.
随时都在跟我们一起工作，要救人。
Just like in chapter 10, verse 19, the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 19.
就像《使徒行传》10章19节一样。
Verse 19.
19节.
While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you." Verse 20.
20节.
Arise, therefore, go down, go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Verse 21.
21节.
And Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, "Yes, I am the whom you seek. For what reason have you come?" So we also see these three verses, why Peter was thinking about the vision, and then the Spirit spoke to him and said to him, "These three men are seeking for you."
所以在这三节子，我们可以看到彼得那时候正在想那异象的时候，圣灵就对他说：“有三位人来找你。”
Again, the Spirit in verse 20 said to him, "Arise and go down."
所以在这里也是圣灵就说：“起来，下去。”
So and then in verse 21 said, then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him.
所以21节说彼得下去见那些人。
So we can see that during this time, God already prepared a household for them to be saved.
所以在这时候神已经预备了一家人要准备让他们得救。
Because during that time, God had prepared the household of Cornelius for Peter to preach so they also can come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
那时候神已经预备了哥尼流他们一家人让彼得去特别他们传福音。
So we can see in these two passages we have read that God is always at work trying to save people's souls.
所以在这两个故事里面我们可以看到神随时都在工作想要救人的灵魂。
So if God is a fellow co-worker, for sure we would never lose.
如果神的意思是要我们跟我们一起同工的话，我们当然不会失败的。
And whatever we say, for sure that people will hear.
那我说一定人都会，这些人都会听到的。
Actually, for those who God have chosen.
对，就于这些神的选民。
That's why preaching the gospel is our duty.
所以我们作为传福音是我们的分内的工作。
And also, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 to, chapter 3, verse 5 to 9.
那我们翻开哥林多前书第五章5到9节。
So these are three motivations that we should continue to go out and preach the gospel.
This is chapter 3.
Chapter 3, yes.
哥林多前书第三章5到9节。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
第九节。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地与所建造的房屋。
We know that during this time, Paul said, "I planted."
因为在这时候，保罗说，我栽种了。
And Apollos watered.
亚波罗浇灌了。
But God gave the increase.
唯有神叫他生长。
So as Paul planted, Apollo watered, and then we have to know that God is the one also is a fellow worker. This means He the one will give the increase.
神与我们同工，是神让这些人生长起来。
So for us, when we preach the gospel, we have nothing to worry about.
所以对于我们来讲，我们传福音的时候不应该担心事情。
So that's why every time we go out somewhere, every time we speak to people, we know God is right beside us.
所以我们每次出去与人讲道的时候，我们都知道神就在我们旁边。
But of course, it doesn't mean everybody will come to believe.
当然不代表所有的人听到了就会来相信。
For example, a salesperson.
比如说一个卖东西的人。
A salesperson, they have to talk to 9 people for one person to be able to accept that sale that they are pitching.
那这些卖东西的人，他们平均要跟9个人讲，才会有一个人跟他们买。
And also, if you're an actor or an actress.
同样的，如果你是一位演员，
the statistics show that you have to go at least to 30 auditions to get one job.
同样的，这样根据统计，你要去30场面试才会得到一份工作。
So this means it's very difficult to convince people.
所以这代表我们要说服人是非常困难的。
But in the Bible, when talking about the parable of the sower,
可是在圣经里面讲到撒种的比喻。
So one out of four people, one out of four grounds, right, they'd be able to accept the word of God.
他撒了四个地方，只有一个地方才能接受
神的话。So this means 25% is quite high, a high percentage.
那这代表有25% 的机会会成功。
So when we go out and preach the gospel, we should not lose heart.
这个几率是蛮高的，所以就代表我们出去传福音的时候不应该丧失信心。
Even our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
就像我们耶稣基督本身。
Even though He's the most eloquent, the most gifted speaker, but not everyone who hears His word will come to believe.
虽然他是最有口才、最有恩赐的传道人，可是也并不是每位听了他的话都会来相信。
Just like the young rich ruler.
就像那位有钱的财主，年轻的财主。
Even though Jesus loved him very much,
虽然耶稣很爱这位人。
And he wanted him to come to follow him.
耶稣很希望这个人来跟从他。
So he can store up his treasure in heaven.
可以，所以这样人那个人可以积财宝在天。
But the time this young man is not willing to follow Jesus.
可是那时候那位年轻人并不想跟从耶稣。
Even though Jesus spoke to him very plainly, if you come follow me, you will be able to store up treasure in heaven.
耶稣那时候很明白地跟他讲，你来跟随我就会积财宝在天。
But because he was rich, he's not willing to give up what he has.
可是他非常的有钱，所以他并不想放弃在世
上的事。So many people in the world is like this nowadays.
那现在世上很多的人都像这样子。
The last three spiritual convocation I went to, some of the true seekers, they received the Holy Spirit.
那过去的三场灵恩布道会，有很多的慕道者他们都得到圣灵了。
I mean, I remember when I first came to TJC.
我还记得我刚来真耶稣教会的时候。
When I received the Holy Spirit, the first thought that came to my mind that I want to be baptized and to be saved.
那当我得到圣灵的时候，我第一个想到的就是我想要受洗得来得救。
But some of the true seekers nowadays, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they don't even think coming to church, never mind baptism.
他们现可是现在有些慕道者，就算他们得了圣灵，他们也没有不见得会来到教会跟别人说受洗。
Actually, the Spirit of God is the same.
虽然神的灵是一样的。
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow is the same.
过去、今天跟明天都是一样的。
But people's heart are very different.
可是人的心却变了。
Now many people's heart become so hard that the word of God cannot penetrate through them.
那现在有很多人的心都非常的硬，这样神的话没办法进去。
For sure, the last 9 years I ever came to Christ, this is the hardest time for us to preach the gospel.
那在我信主的这九年来讲，我觉得现在是最困难，传福音最困难的时候。
But nevertheless, we should never ever lose the motivation to preach the gospel.
可是虽然这样子，我们还是不应该对于传福音丧掉信心。
Because God is a fellow worker.
因为神是与我们同工的。
And for sure, He knows what He's doing.
因为神也知道他在干嘛。
And for sure, He'll be able to bring a person who will belong to this church.
那神就一定可以把属于他的人带来这。
Why? Because He has the power to open the door for salvation for mankind.
因为神是有打开救恩之门的权柄。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
那我们再翻开哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
哥林多后书第二章十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord. Chapter 2, verse 12.
哥林多后书二章十二节，我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了门。
So during this time, Paul, he knew that our Lord Jesus Christ is his fellow co-worker.
所以在这时候，保罗很清楚地知道神是与他是同工的。
So he said during the time when he went to Troas to preach gospel, and then Christ is the one that opened the door.
这里讲得很清楚，他为了基督的福音到了特罗亚，可是在那边主给他开了门。所以我们出去传福音的时候，那当人不听我们讲的话的时候，
But we have to know that God, the one, will open this door.
可是我们要知道神是开门的人。
If the person can hear what we have to say, this means God have opened their heart to heed the word of God.
如果人听从了我们讲的话呢，就代表神开了他的心门。
But if their hearts are not open, what can we do?
可是如果他的心不打开的话，我们也没办法做什么。
But we cannot lose heart, along the way.
我们在这过程之中也不能丧失信心。
But the thing is, we also need to do our part.
可是同样的，我们也要把自己分内的事做到。
Because God does His part, and we also need to do our part.
神会做他该做的事，我们也要做我们该做的事。
And our part is to always pray.
我们该做的事就要随时祷告。
Because without praying, we have no strength to go out and preach the gospel.
因为不祷告的话，我们就没有出去传道的力量。
Because sometimes we forget that preaching the gospel is fighting against Satan himself. So if we cannot be filled with the word of God, then we got to preach the gospel, it's very difficult. And also we want people's heart to be open. We have to speak by the Spirit of God. So God's Spirit can give us exactly the word that we need to say to a certain person.
所以神可以告诉我们到底要从我们嘴巴里讲出什么样的话。
Just like in Acts chapter 4.
就像在使徒行传第四章的这里。
The book of Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 29.
第四章29节。
Chapter 4 verse 29.
使徒行传四章29节。
Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. Verse 30.
30节.
Chapter 4, verse 29. Chapter 4. The book of Acts, chapter 4.
No. Yeah, in Chinese it's different.
Oh, in Chinese it's different. Okay, Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. Verse 30.
30节.
By stretching out your hand and heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Verse 31.
中文是28, 29, 30.
And when they had prayed, the place they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So we can see, even though people would threaten them while they're speaking the gospel,
那我们可以看到, 虽然那时候别人恐吓他们, 不要传福音, 这样不要传福音,
but during that time, they take the time to pray to God.
可是他们在那时候花了很多时间祷告。
And they ask God to give them boldness to speak His word.
那他们求神赐给他们力量让他们放胆讲道。
You can see during that time as they prayed, and then they said the place where they were assembled was shaken.
那在31节这里我们可以看到祷告完了 他们聚会的地方都震动了。
And then the time they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满了。
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
他们就可以放胆讲论神的道。
So we see without the word of God it's very difficult for us to speak boldness to truth seekers or friends.
所以如果没有神的灵感动我们，我们就很难的放胆讲道了。Of
course, when we pray, God also will perform signs and wonders.
当然，我们在祷告的时候，神也会行神迹奇事。This
means the person we speak to, they can be healed by the word of God.
那我们像那些人传福音，他们也会被神的话所医治。But
we ourselves must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
可是我们自己一定要先被圣灵充满。So,
but nowadays we know that many of us we are very busy.
现在我们都知道我们大家都非常的忙。
I mean in Garden Grove Church, there are over 200 members actually.
在园林教会他们那边有大概超过了200位信徒。
And during the Friday speech convocation, very few people showed up, not even maybe 40 or 50 people.
可是联合布道会的那个礼拜五晚上来的参加的人非常少, 大概只有30几, 40位。
And even they come to speech convocation, their faces look so burdensome with the things of this world.
那他们就算来了参加了联合布道会, 他们的脸也看起来非常的忧愁有重担。
So does this mean they themselves are weak in faith?
他们这样子就看得出来自己也是软弱的。
And for them to go out and preach the gospel, it's very difficult.
那这样子出去传福音就非常的困难了。Because
of course we cannot overcome Satan.
我们当然没办法胜过撒旦。Without
prayer, we can never win any soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们不祷告的话，我们就永远没办法提神灵。But
even though this is very easy for us to remember.
可是这样，这件事虽然我们自己很容易可以记得。We
always encourage one another. We need to pray and read the Word of God.
我们随时都互相鼓励说要多祷告，多读圣经。But
we must do it. We must read and pray to God.
可是我们自己要实行出来，我们要祷告读经。Not
only one, two people, but rather the whole congregation.
不只是一两个人，我们要全部大家一起都这么做。Because
if some of us are weak, Satan will attack that weak spot that we have.
因为如果我们软弱的话，撒旦就会攻击软弱的人。
But if we all are strengthened by the Spirit of God, then Satan has no way to attack us.
可是如果我们大家一起都被圣灵充满有力量的话，撒旦就没办法攻击我们。
But even if he attacks us, he cannot prevail over us.
就算他攻击我们，也不能胜过我们。
Not because we are ourselves, but because the Spirit of God is inside of us.
并不是我们自己很厉害，而是因为神的灵在我们里面与我们同在。
You can see the apostles during the time when they prayed, the whole place where they stand was shaken.
我们可以看到在那时候 使徒祷告的时候，聚会的地方都震动。
This is the goal that we need to reach.
我们要达到这样的目标。
But of course, we should never lose heart.
我们也还是不能失去信心。
Because the prayer is the fuel for us to give us energy to go out and preach the gospel.
我们祷告是给我们出去传福音的能量。
And we know the word of God also is a way to preach the gospel.
我们要传讲的道就是神的道。
Let's turn the book of Hebrews chapter 4.
请翻开希伯来书第四章。
The book of Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
第四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 and 13.
希伯来书四章十二十三节。
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to division of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart, verse 13.
三节。
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So we know here the author of Hebrews say the word of God is living and is powerful.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，神的道是活泼的，是有力量的。
And sharper than any two-edged sword,
比任何一切两刃的剑都更利。
Because it even pierced through the division of soul and spirit and joint and marrow,
可以把魂灵骨跟骨髓都剖开。
And it discerns of the thoughts and intents of the heart,
心中的思念和主的意思，他都能辨明。
And there's no creature can be hidden from His word,
这万物并没有一样东西可以在他面前躲藏。
Because His word will open people's eyes and to see that everything they must give account to.
因为神的道可以打开人的眼，让他们知道一切事都要负责。
So in other words, when we go out and speak the word of God,
所以现在我们出去传福音的时候，
we must equip ourselves with the word of God.
我们一定要把神的道安装在自己身上。
Of course, we encourage one another with this word many, many times.
我们常常用这个段道理来互相勉励。
But this is the only way we can win people so far, Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然常常这样讲，可是真的就是只有这个办法，我们才能在神面前赢得人过来。
Because nowadays people's hearts are so difficult to reach.
因为现在的人心都很硬，非常难达到。
And almost every true seeker and friend who come to church always have some kind of problems.
每一位来到神面前的慕道者都有各不同的问题。
And a lot of times we use our own knowledge, use our own wisdom, we cannot reach them.
有的时候我们想要用我们的自己的方法、自己的智慧，可是却没办法感动他们。
Even if we feel that we have reached them, then that one day, but the next day, again they will.They do not will be able to hear our words.
有的时候我们讲的话好像达到了他们那里，可是过了一天又没有了。
But the word of God is very different.
神的道却不一样。
Because every time we speak the word of God to people,
因为我们只要靠神的道传讲给别人，
the word of God will pierce their heart.
神的道就会破开他们的心。
And even that day, that particular day, they do not come to believe.
虽然就算那一天他们没有当场信神。
But when we speak the word of God, there's always some result that comes from His word.
只要我们照着神的话来讲道的话，那这样子总是会有结果。
That if God wants to choose them to come to know Him,
如果神要他们来的话，
if that is the people belong to this fold,
如果那个人是属于这个神的这一群人的话，
but we must do our part.
可是我们自己要做我们分内的事。
We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We have to be filled with the Word of God.
我们要被神的道充满。
Without these two things, when we go to preach the gospel, then we cannot assume that God is with us.
如果没有这两点的话，我们出去传道，我们就不能认为神会跟我们同在。
We know that God is a fellow worker.
我们知道神是与我们同工的。
But we must follow His footsteps.
可是我们一定要跟随神的脚步。
We must work side by side with Him.
我们要与神肩并肩的一起工作。
Because He's the only one that can open the door to people's heart.
因为他是唯一可以打开人的心的。
And He's the only one that can give the increase for people to come to believe in Him.
是，他是唯一能够让更多人来相信他的。
But if we do not fill with the word of God and spirit of God,
可是如果我们没有被圣灵还有神的道充满，
this means we cannot work side by side with Him.
我们就没办法与神一起肩并肩
的工作。And we will not know what His will is for us.
我们也不知道他对我们的旨意是什么。
Let's turn also Isaiah chapter 55.
请翻开以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11.
以赛亚书五十五章十跟十一节。
Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11.
以赛亚书五十五章十跟十一节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11.
11节.
So shall my word be that goes from forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So we can see here, it's so important for us to speak the word of God.
所以我们可以看到，对我们来讲，传讲神的话是非常重要的。
And God tells us, just like the rain that comes down from heaven.
神在这里告诉我们，就像从天而降的雪。
And just like the snow that comes down from heaven.
就像从天而降的雪一样。
Because when it comes down, it did not return back to God.
因为这些东西从天而降，却不回到天上。
The purpose is to water the earth.
他们的目的就是要滋润地土。
Because it watered the earth, and they will bring forth and bud, and they give seed to the sower.
在滋润了这大地以后，地上就会有东西发芽结实。
And give bread to the eater.
然后让撒种的人有吃的口粮。
And then God says, "So shall my word, shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth."
那这里神也说，我口中所出的话也必如此。
And it says, "It shall not return to me void."
却不突然折返。
But shall accomplish whatever He please.
却要成就我所喜悦的。
And shall be able to prosper. In the thing which he have sent. So this is the faith that we should have in the word of God. We know that when we speak his word to people, it never be in vain. Because his word is powerful and
is
living. And when we speak the word of God, it will accomplish something. Because the word of God will be able to move people's heart. And God will use his word to accomplish what he
pleased.
That's why I should not go to him void when we speak the word of God. So that's why we must do our part. And the reason we must do a part because on the end days the judgment also will come upon us.
我们还要做这些神给我们的工作的另外一个原因，就是到了末日审判会来到。
Because it's our duty to speak the word of God.
因为传福音是我们的本分。
Let's turn the book of Ezekiel chapter 3.
请翻开以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 17 to 19.
以西结书第三章。
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 to 19.
以西结书第三章17到19节.
Verse 17.
17节.
Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word from my mouth and give them warning from me. Verse 18.
18节.
When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. Verse 19.
19节.
Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. We can see in these three verses, God spoke very plainly to Ezekiel.
那在这三节里面，神对以西结非常明白的指示。
God had made Ezekiel a watchman over the house of Israel.
神让以西结当以色列的守望者。
And he said, "Therefore, hear the word from my mouth."
所以他叫以色列人听他的口中的话。
And then Ezekiel's job is to give warning to those who have done wicked.
以西结的工作就是要警戒那些犯罪的人。
And God said, "The wicked people have done wicked, and they will die in iniquity."
这里神说这些恶人行恶事必死在罪孽之中。
But if Ezekiel did not give him any warning,
可是如果以西结不去警告他们的话,
and then even though the wicked man would die in his wickedness, but his blood shall be quiet in the Ezekiel's hand.
虽然这恶人必死在罪孽之中, 我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。
But in verse 19 say, but if Ezekiel warned those who have done wicked,
19节这里讲说, 如果以西结去警戒那些恶人的话,
and he does not turn away from his wickedness,
那些人却仍不悔改,
or from his wicked way,
离开恶行,
he shall die in his iniquity.
他会死在罪中,
but the soul of Ezekiel will be delivered.
可是以西结的灵魂就可以脱离罪。
Why? Because Ezekiel have done his job.
为什么呢?
就是因为以西结有达到他的工作。 So nowadays our task is no different than Ezekiel. God tells us we must go and warn the people in the world.
神告诉我们要出去警戒这世上的人,
that he will come again to judge the whole world.
祂会再来审判全地,
but if we are chosen to do this task,
如果我们选择做这件事情,
and if we not do it,
如果我们不做的话,
then a person who continues to do wickedness and not return, then on the end days God will require of us.
那如果那些人却不，那些人，我们没有去警告那些人，在最后的时候，神会向我们祷告。因为那些人的血就会在我们的手上。
But if we go out and speak the word of God,
如果我们出去传福音，
even though these people do not listen,
虽然这些人不听，
but for us, our soul will be delivered.
可是对于我们，我们自己可以脱罪，
because we have done our job.
因为我们做了自己该做的事。
So these are very great warning for every single one of us.
这些对于我们每一个人都是很好的警戒。
And for those of us who never go out and preach the gospel before, we must go and preach the gospel.
对于我们从来没有出去传福音的人来讲，我们一定要出去传福音。
Because maybe our friends, our co-workers, these are the people God want to come to believe in TJC.
说不定我们身边有朋友，有同事，是他们是神希望来加入真耶稣教会的人。
But if we don't do our part,
可是如果我们不做我们分内的事，
then for sure on the end days, God will, their blood will be in our hands.
当然这样子到末日的时候， 他们那些人丧命的罪就在我们的手上。
Because this is the reason why God chosen us to preach his gospel.
为什么神要选， 这就是为什么神要选我们来传福音。
And also to go to Matthew chapter 10.
我们再翻开马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 14 and 15.
马太福音十章十四、十五节
Verse 14
十四节
Verse 14
十四节
And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that house or that city, shake off the dust from your feet. Verse 15
十五节
Assuredly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of that Sodom Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. So we can see that in the New Testament, God, Jesus also shared with his disciple.
我们可以看到，在新约的这里，我们神耶稣基督还是与他的门徒分享。
Wherever they go and preach, and people do not receive their word.
如果他们出去传福音的话，那些人却不接待他们。
When they depart, they must shake off the dust of their feet.
离开那里的时候，他们要把脚上的尘土跺下去。
Another way, Lord Jesus Christ telling them that they have done their part.
那在这里就是耶稣基督告诉他们，他们已经做了该做的事了。
And they will preach them the gospel of Jesus.
他们该做、该传的警告、该传的道理都讲了。
But for the city, for that place, who do not listen to the word of God,
可是那个城或那个地方不听从神的话，
the wrath of God will be upon them on the day of judgment.
那在审判的日子，神的愤怒必临到他们。
But first, we need to worry about ourselves.
可是我们首先要担心的是我们自己。
To understand, we must do our part.
我们一定要了解，我们必须要做我们自己分内做的事。
If they believe, it's up to God.
那些人信不信是神。
If they don't believe, it's also up to God.
他们相信也是决定于神，不相信也是决定于神。
But at least, we are delivered, right? We are delivered. Why? Because we have done our part.
可是我们最起码的就是我们已经把神的话传出去了。
And let's go to the last point. Why we need to be motivated, continue to preach the word of God.
那我们来讲最后一点，为什么我们要随时都有传福音的动力。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
请翻开哥林多后书第九章。
2 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
Chapter 9 verse 6.
第九章第六节。
But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
哥林多后书十章第六节，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
So just like the statistic I have shared with you earlier.
就像我们之前跟大家分享的几个数据。
So this means if one out of four people will come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们只有25%成功的机会让那些人来相信神。
Maybe nowadays like one out of 50 people.
那现在说不定是50位中我们才会有一位来相信。
But this is a promise from our Lord Jesus Christ.
可是这是神从那边他来的应许。
The more we sow, the more we'll be able to reap.
多种的就会多收。
But if we don't sow, then we cannot reap.
如果我们不撒种的话，我们就没办法收成了。
So that's why we have to continually to be motivated to preach the word of God.
这就是为什么要随时都有继续传福音的动力。
And every opportunity we have to speak the word of God, we should do it.
我们每一个传福音的机会都应该要把握。
And don't think too much about the result.
我们不要想太多结果。
So may God move our heart for tomorrow to bring friends and true seekers to come to the open house.
所以希望神感动我们的心，在明天可以带朋友来参加我们的开放
日。And then next week come for the evangelical services.
那下礼拜可以来参加我们的灵恩布道会。
Because this is our duty.
这是我们的该做的事。
Trying to win soul for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们想要替耶稣基督来赢得人的灵魂。
Now let's rise up and sing hymn 429.
请大家起立唱诗429节。
429.
429首。